This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. Today, in part four of the best NFL teams of the 1970s, we're going to talk about the fourth best team, and that would be Oakland Raiders. The 1970 Oakland Raiders dug themselves a hole by not registering a win until week four. But they dug themselves out by not losing any of their next seven games. They finished the season with an 8-4-2 record, good enough for first place in their division. They would play the Dolphins, whom they had lost to earlier in the season in the playoffs. They won that game 21-14 and would now travel to Baltimore to face the Colts in the AFC Championship. Their season ended there with a 27-17 loss. Quarterback Daryl LaMonica, running back Hewitt Dixon, tight end Raymond Chester, receivers Warren Wells and Fred Biletnikoff, guard Gene Upshaw, center Jim Otto, and tackle Harry Shue made the Pro Bowl. Upshaw and Otto also made All-Pro. After 10 weeks of the 1971 season, Oakland stood at 7-1-2. But they went 1-3 in their next four games to finish the season at 8-4-2, the identical record they had the year before. But unlike last year, that record wasn't good enough to make the playoffs. Running back Marv Hubbard, Raymond Chester, Fred Biletnikoff, Jim Otto, and tackle Bob Brown made the Pro Bowl. Cornerback Willie Brown made both the Pro Bowl and All-Pro. After 8 weeks, the 1972 Raiders record stood at 4-3-1, and it looked like they might not make it to the playoffs again. But they reeled off 6 wins in a row. They would face the Steelers in the playoffs, a team they had lost to on opening day in a high-scoring affair. This game would be a low-scoring defensive battle and would end with a Steelers victory. This is the famous Immaculate Reception game. Daryl LaMonica, Marv Hubbard, Fred Biletnikoff, Raymond Chester, Jim Otto, Gene Upshaw, tackle Art Shell, and Willie Brown made the Pro Bowl. Fred Biletnikoff also made All-Pro. A 5-4-1 record going into Week 11 didn't give Raiders fans much hope that their 1973 team would be a contender for a Super Bowl appearance. But just like the previous season, Oakland suddenly got hot, winning 5 games in a row, including a convincing 33-14 win over the Steelers in the playoffs. The Raiders traveled to Miami to take on the defending champion Dolphins in the AFC Championship game. The two teams met in Week 2, and the Raiders came away with a 12-7 win. The outcome would be quite different this time, with the Dolphins coming out on top, 27-10. The silver and black defense was overwhelmed by the Miami running game, giving up 266 yards rushing. Ken Stabler, who took over as quarterback, made the Pro Bowl, along with Marv Hubbard, Fred Biletnikoff, Art Shell, Gene Upshaw, punter Ray Guy, linebacker Phil Villapiano, free safety Jack Tatum, and Willie Brown. Brown and Ray Guy also made All-Pro. The 1974 Raiders had an outstanding season, cruising to an impressive 12-2 record. Their record was the best in the NFL and gave them home field advantage in the playoffs. They avenged their 1973 loss to the Dolphins with a memorable 28-26 win in what would become known as the Sea of Hands game. The Raiders would now face the arch-rival Steelers at home in the AFC Championship. The Raiders were very confident going into this game, and with good reason. Number one, they had the best record in the NFL, with 13 wins and only 2 losses. Number two, they had just beaten the defending NFL champion, Miami Dolphins. Number three, they were playing on their home turf in front of what many considered the wildest fans in the NFL. Number four, in their last two meetings against the Steelers, they had outscored them 50-14. Perhaps they were overconfident, or maybe their game against the Dolphins the previous week had taken too much out of them. Whatever the reason, they lost to Pittsburgh 24-13, and another great season ended in disappointment. Ken Stabler, receivers Cliff Branch and Fred Biletnikoff, Art Shell, Gene Upshaw, Ray Guy, defensive tackle Otis Sistrunk, Jack Tatum, and Phil Villapiano made the Pro Bowl. Cliff Branch, Ray Guy, Gene Upshaw, Art Shell, and Ken Stabler made All-Pro. Stabler also won the NFL MVP award. The 1975 Raiders got off to a bit of a shaky start, losing 2 of their first 5 games, one of which was a humiliating 42-10 loss to the Chiefs. They won 9 of their next 10 games, including 2 overtime victories and a playoff win. They took a 24-7 third quarter lead over the Bengals in the playoff game and held on for a 31-28 win. They would travel to Pittsburgh for a rematch with the Steelers and lose again, 16-10. It was the 6th time in the last 8 years that Oakland made it to the championship game, only to lose every time. Raiders fans were beginning to lose hope that their team would ever get back to the Super Bowl. Cliff Branch, Ray Guy, Art Shell, Gene Upshaw, Phil Villapiano, and Jack Tatum made the Pro Bowl. Branch and Guy also made All-Pro. The Raiders began the 1976 season with a come-from-behind 31-28 victory over the Steelers. They lost only one game all season, and that loss came at the hands of the New England Patriots, a humiliating 48-17 loss. They would get their chance for revenge in the playoffs. Things looked bleak for Oakland as they trailed 21-17 with time running out. But a controversial roughing the passer penalty against the Patriots gave Oakland new life, and they pulled out a 24-21 victory. For the 3rd year in a row, the Raiders and Steelers would do battle in the AFC Championship. This time, Oakland came out on top 24-7. But one more victory was needed to achieve their ultimate goal of winning the World Championship. On January 9th, 1977, the Raiders defeated the Minnesota Vikings 32-14 to win the Vince Lombardi Trophy. Longtime veteran Fred Biletnikoff won the Super Bowl MVP. Ken Stabler, Cliff Branch, tight end Dave Casper, Art Shell, Gene Upshaw, Ray Guy, and Phil Villapiano made the Pro Bowl. Casper, Guy, and Branch also made All-Pro. After 9 weeks, the defending NFL champions were 8-1 and finished the 1977 season at 11-3. The Raiders traveled to Baltimore and won a memorable playoff game in overtime. The following week, they traveled to Denver to face the Broncos in the AFC Championship. The Broncos beat the Raiders in a Week 5 matchup, and the Raiders won in a Week 7 matchup. The championship game was a hard-fought battle, but Oakland came out on the short end, 20-17. Ken Stabler, Cliff Branch, Dave Casper, Art Shell, Gene Upshaw, Ray Guy, and center Dave Dalby made the Pro Bowl. Guy, Casper, Shell, and Upshaw also made All-Pro. The 1978 Raiders were 5-2 before the bottom fell out, losing 5 of the next 9 games and missing the playoffs. It was the team's worst record since 1964. Coach John Madden retired at season's end. Dave Casper, Art Shell, and Ray Guy were the only players to make the Pro Bowl. Casper and Guy also made All-Pro. The 1979 Raiders season didn't go any better than the 1978 season, again finishing 9-7 and again missing the playoffs. Raymond Chester and Dave Casper made the Pro Bowl. Casper also made All-Pro. So here's the bottom line. The regular season record for the Raiders during the 1970s was 100 wins, 38 losses, and 6 ties. Their postseason record was 8-6. They won 6 division titles, they won 1 AFC title, and they won 1 Super Bowl title. Join me again next week, and we will talk about the 3rd best team of the 1970s. Until then, take care and God bless.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.